The county council opens with its work session at 3:10 on Wednesday in the Colville Courthouse. First up, they will receive a check from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources for PILT money, that is, payment in lieu of taxes on government land in the county. County Manager Bob Jasper said they're still concerned to see that a federal PILT payment gets into the current Washington, D.C. budget. The payment from the state is smaller in the area of $40,000 to $50,000.
It's not the PILT that we get from the federal government, which is $1.3 million. That's a big one. This is a small amount that we get from Fish and Wildlife Service or Fish and Game here in Utah, in exchange for working with them on public lands. So we appreciate it. Don't get me wrong; it's nice, but it's I don't want your listeners to confuse it because we've got a major issue with what Congress may or may not do regarding payment in lieu of taxes at the federal level.
Next up, they will talk with their IT department about improving their sound and visual systems in the courthouse's meeting rooms. Jasper said they've got several issues there.
Bad sound. Turn it up so people can hear and you get feedback. You can't see the screens. So if you're out in the audience, sometimes at the chambers, if the print's small, you can't see. Our current system just is not all that great. And we're really focused on making sure that the public does know what we're doing and can participate. And so we need a system that allows us to do that. We're looking at some big screen TVs. We're looking at wireless mics, different kind of amplifiers.
He said they're also looking at options for the conference room at the Richens Building.
You know, right now at the Richens Building, as you probably know, you have to press the button before you can talk, and then if you leave the button on, nobody can hear. You can't hear the other people talking. So we're just going to change out our sound system, change out how we display materials up on the screens and things like that, and change the screens.
So that the sound system will change at Richens?
Yes. Will's a strong term. We're going to throw our preferred recommendations to the council and then give them some alternatives. And so, you know, we need approval from the council.
The improvements, he said, could include the county being more accessible on the Internet.
By the way, as part of that, you know, we want to be able to stream some of our activities, some of our meetings, so that people can get online and see it. And yet at the same time, we don't want to pay for a cameraman and all that kinds of stuff. So there are a variety of ways to do that. The technology out there now is so different than it was when we were last looking at this 10 years or so.
Next up, at about 3:40 in the afternoon, they will look at increasing impact fees for the Mountain Regional Water District. Jasper said those fees will vary depending on the area.
We have to, recover debt service because we've borrowed money to create the Mountain Regional Water System. And two, we have to be putting away money for larger long-term capital improvements. And I'm sorry, I don't have the specific amounts by area that they go up, but they do go up.
All right.
Or it's recommended to go up. That's up to the council.
So is the capital facilities plan part of this discussion?
Yes. Yes, that's the basis as to where you get your fees. You can't just pick, you know, fees out of the air. You have to be trying to pay for something. And so debt and capital facilities are the main ingredients that you set your fees on.
In their formal session after 4:40 p.m., they'll consider adopting their updated emergency management plan. Jasper noted they've been working on that in recent years.
Where counties really come in and don't come in is how we handle things during a disaster, during an emergency. And if you think about it, we've had flooding. We've had multiple wildfires. We are very nervous about wildfires again next year. But any kind of disaster you can think of, even public health kinds of emergencies. So we need to know, lay out clearly what we're supposed to be doing. You do different things in different types of events. And importantly, you have different incident commanders. You have in fire, for example, we had our fire warden as our incident commander last summer. If it was a public health emergency, be our health director.
Finally, the Utah State Legislature has just opened, but Jasper said they're not pushing any particular bills. Some legislative proposals could affect the county.
There's a couple proposals about petitions and taxes that we're watching. One would be you need to be impacted by the tax before you can circulate and sign petitions. The other change is the timetable. I mean, it's it's a little ridiculous to adopt the tax in December and not know until August as to whether it's going to go or not. Those are not our bills, though, but we'll likely monitor and maybe support those bills. I had lunch with Mel Brown, and he said he didn't have any bills impacting us this year. That makes me happy. Probably makes him happy.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.